You're back for season 1, 2, 3 of the All the Smoke podcast with Simone and Meek, episode 2, a continuation of the Tainted Love Gurus, conversation with King Kurt Live of the King's Court and the head nerds in charge. So let's get right back into it because I'm about to speak.
Meek, how do you feel about it?
I mean, it was something that had come up, and I know you're doing the comments pretty quickly. But something that Jackie said, and I'm very much going to paraphrase because I didn't
when
catch it.
When you're used to getting negative, you know, negative responses. We got
to abuse becomes normal, right? You start to normalize and become desensitized to what is very much defined as abuse. And so while I don't want to dismiss or bash what the sister said, my point in what I was attempting to do with her was very, very relevant, right? Yeah. It's no way she would have accepted, even behind closed doors, being talked to in that manner.
Black people are the ones famous for saying it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
We but came up with that line, right?
But now we're sitting here like we don't be saying that.
But the idea that it's almost like the point was, well, you knew what you signed up for, so you deserve, you deserve what this man is choosing to bring your way. Hey, yo, I say no. I say no to that. It's no way on God's green that should be allowed to continue. And no, in that regard, why I don't consider the people who participate in this thing with him as victims, right? I don't consider them that. I also don't believe that they deserve the treatment that he gives. And I think it's the reason that we know that it's wrong, that it becomes entertainment. Because we are essentially laughing at those persons that we know are essentially, denigration. Like I said, it's a denigration for me. I can't.
Listen, I think me
get to his quote unquote manage. I can't accept it. I'm sorry. And I hear her, but I did think it was kind of interesting and kind of ironic and kind of funny that those same allowances that she made for this man who don't give a fuck about you, sis, by the way, because you said you 4'11", right? That he would say you only come up to this nigga belly button. And you know what I mean? So what you really there to do? He would trash you, my personally or professionally, quote unquote. It wouldn't matter. And so when Donald Trump was thrown into the pot, now all of a sudden, because I didn't get anything you said in regard to that.
Okay? Now, me, hold on. We got a comment coming in from Twitch. I know. I don't mean to laugh. I'm not laughing because of the situation. It's just, I love when the juices get, because these are teachable moments, and these are the moments that we get. We got a caller on the line, we got a comment on Twitch, and we got me and Simone giving fire commentary as to what we just had from that caller. First and foremost, before we break down each thing, I just want to say group hug in the chat. Y'all giving out love. And I just look, hold on, I'm going to pull this down for a second, and I got to blow myself up because I want to make this very clear. To anybody out there, if you're receiving only tough love, it's not love.
That part.
You can't have tough love if you never include the love. If you're forgetting the love, then all you are is an abuser. All right. Now, with that being said, I got a caller on the line. I'm going to get to the caller last because I want to get your opinion on this comment here. Big Exclusive from the Big Exclusive podcast says, Kevin Samuels speaks bluntly and backs it up with data. In his viral clip, most people didn't watch the whole thing and only focused on the harsh part. He tried many times to tell her cordially, and she wasn't hearing him. So he tried it another way. I guess she didn't want the carrot, so he gave her the stick. To people who say, you're only focusing on the negativity of what Kevin Samuel does, what do you say?
I love this man, this black man that did that comment entirely too much.
Yeah, apparently he loves you too, because he's in the chat and says, by the way, I love Meek and Simone. ATS is awesome. He's probably somebody that's a big fan.
I love this black man. Yes. Okay. And so that's the smoke I don't. That's the smoke. Woo, baby. So again, I'm not a follower of Kevin Samuels. I only get access to him when essentially he's being
dickish.
Yeah, you know, occasionally. And so I've never not one time seen any of the facts validated that he speaks from. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, there have been times where he's been blatantly disregarded and kind of obliterated in the fact checking behind some of the things he says. But because I don't have specific examples, again, I don't really want to speak to that because I don't want to be a him and just be blurting out bullshit. So
okay. I respect that.
I will not do that. However, I do recall instances where I've seen him be totally off base in his so-called facts.
Okay. Now we got a caller on the line. Caller, I'm gonna tell you right now, I can hear you, but unfortunately the ladies can't. We not high tech enough. But if you go to my Patreon on headnursingcharge.com and support us in a Patreon, we can get our money up and we can get these high tech things so that we can hear all the callers and get the homogenization and the mixing and the gentrification. You know, all them funny
synchronicity for me.
Yeah, look, help me help us. So, caller, I can hear you. If you want to hear ATS, you're going to have to turn up your audio after you make your comment. It is on a slight delay, but I just want to give you the heads up. First and foremost, caller, I know you're calling in from Philly, hometown peoples. Who am I speaking with?
This is Bass Seen the Dream of the US Forward Podcast and the and CNCG.
My man.
How you been?
What's good with you, bro? All right, so talk to me. Talk to me. Now, you've been in the chat, and we've been seeing the comments. Here's an opportunity for you to voice everything you've been wanting to say.
So I didn't initially want to call until Che called in. And the differences between Derek and Kevin were like on full display, in my opinion, with her giving her comment. In her comment, she basically uplifted the basically horrible approach and horrible delivery as long as the message is clean. And it's like, no, because not only did my pastor tell me that that was the wrong thing to do, to always check my approach, and then gave me Bible verses to support it. But also, every relationship therapist that I've been to has told me on one occasion or another that your approach is all that matters in most conversations.
Mm.
If you start at the approach, if you start there, like, hey, listen, you know, I want to make sure that you hear me, then I got to make sure that I'm not being an asshole in doing so.
Okay.
And if my approach is off, then how can I expect you to hear the message? At that point, I'm literally just preaching to you. Because I'm talking and you're not listening. There's no way. And most people, like, I think she said something about people were listening emotionally. Yeah, because that's what people do when you rile them the fuck up. They get riled up and now they're listening emotionally. I don't understand why that's not logic. But I don't wanna go off on that tangent. Yo, great show so far. I'm gonna go back to being a listener.
We appreciate you, bro. And as always, definitely we appreciate you all calling in. Keep the calls going. Right now, we're talking about Derek Jackson and Kevin Samuels. We got Simone and Meek from All the Smoke Podcast. If you haven't had a chance, once again, go check them out on Instagram. They are always, always, always insightful. And if you want truth with love, you ain't got to get cussed out. You can actually get some actual help from somebody qualified.
Namaste, bitches.
now mind
you, the fuck over here before anyway. Lord.
Now, mind you, we're about to not change gears, but I wanted to illuminate a fact. We got a lot of comments that came in from our poll. Our poll, you guys really showed a lot of love and were very opinionated. Some of the things were comic. You know, comedic. The fact that Derek Jackson is 5'6". is sending me. I didn't know he was.
Well, Derrick Jackson need to be seen by Kevin Samuels.
Yo,
that's what I want to see.
That's the verses. I said that.
That's what he needs to think about. You're 5'6".
You're dark. I love y'all. Listen, I love dark. I don't want y'all thinking I don't love dark. I love deeply melanated people.
But
that's what he gonna say. You got your shirt tight. You ain't made no money on them books. You know you selling them for 50% off. You got 47 of them, and you know he would go in. Now, here go another comment. Kevin Samuels doesn't pander or lie. He tells people the truth, like about weight. This is what got me, because, you know, once you start talking about weight, I start side-eyeing.
Hey, baby.
Like about weight. People don't like hearing they are morbidly obese, and it's not attractive to men of a certain caliber. Woo! You must not know that BBW is one of the most searched topics in these pornographic streets. I'm not saying that I personally look at them, but don't check my browser history. Y'all, the stuff that y'all cut.
Ebony BBW.
Search my browser history.
Yes.
Look now, that's next week's show. a couple more comments. Not sure now. You know, they said not sure why Kevin on here. All he does is tell the truth, and y'all dislike his delivery. When he's saying to y'all, he's absolutely talking to women. I'm going to play another clip from Kevin Samuels because I feel it prudent to highlight he does not just talk about women. He does talk about men. This is probably one of his most viral videos. And personally, I might not ascribe to the way he handles things, but this is single-handedly one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
You have a big dick?
Huh?
You have a big dick?
I mean, it's above average. I ain't no Ron Jeremy.
No. I asked you if you had a big dick. I just said it was above average.
I don't know what that is, really.
Nigga, you know if you got a big dick or not. Stop the bullshit. Every dude know whether or not he got a big dick. I know I got a big dick. You don't know?
I mean...
You don't have a big dick. That's the point. You don't have a big dick. You don't have a big wallet. You a fat dude.
Woo! Child. Every dude know he got a big dick for me.
You said you're black, you're fat, you're ugly,
I think Mr. is probably the best.
That's his
great,
that's his nickname for me.
Mr. No, but all right, so the fact that he's an equal opportunist. Does that ease some of that burden?
No, we shouldn't be talking to black men like that either.
Okay, listen. This is why we're having a conversation.
Can I just get into this real fast? What the fuck does this man's dick size, wallet, tummy circumference, or whatever the fuck, got to do with him being a nice fucking person, a decent human being, an acceptable partner? For a companion. What does any of those things, that's another thing that people don't want to get into. He ain't telling no lies. Yo, when did aesthetics become the acceptable, like really, like in the public? I know we talk shit all the time, right? About it. But when have we adopted the idea that this is what aesthetics is, what it is, what it's all about? What we go for, how we should define like our relationships. Like since when is this the cool thing to do? This is this motherfucker truth.
Since you could get on social media.
Child, I'm in the wrong motherfucking field.
That's what we started saying.
Yo, why you think
denigration is one of my kinks, by the way. So if you want me to talk, if this what you want, if this what y'all like, because I done seen all the men and that one woman defended, what's up? If that's what you, I can give you all that smoke. All of it.
You can get that recent black femme lit.
Listen, this has been a reoccurring thing amongst a lot of the masses. Now, this is somebody who was basically saying the exact same thing. Except for the people who love BBWs, he tells some truth, but not all of it. But he is convinced that there is but his sole perspective. That's his appeal, like a Tucker Carlson. Mm-hmm. This is his appeal to the certainty while invalidating a plethora of perspectives, some of which can actually coexist with his own.
Facts.
Yeah, he kind of acts like his is the be-all, end-all opinion. As a matter of fact, in one interview, he was asked, for women that are looking to get high caliber men, what is the best advice you can give them? And his response was, stop, because only 10% of you would actually ever have a chance. Woo! Listen, I mean, he has strong opinions, especially about black women. Now, do you think it's all women, or does he seem to focus more on black women?
I've seen some clips that he's done. I think that his tone and tenor definitely changes when he's speaking to black women. I have seen him kind of quote unquote get at some white women. But I think overall it's women in general, black women more specifically.
I mean, look at this. If he is what's considered the high caliber man that he's talking about, he right.
This is another thing that kind of rubs me the wrong way. I don't know if when he says, you know, six figure earner or high income, you know, partner, if he's using them interchangeably, but like six figures, that's not a whole lot of fucking money.
Nah.
I know.
Yeah. What constitute a higher end man?
Shout out to Septimus.
Yes. I've been with trash men and septic bus drivers who makes six figures.
Period.
I don't know why there's this, like, he perpetuates this idea that like a six-figure income is so far, you know, out of the reach,
right,
for average everyday people.
Hardworking, yes.
I have a hard time quantifying what he views as a high-end earner. I'm assuming it's yachts, you know, getting flued out. And
a lot of times in his shows, he says six figures. And so I know people make six figures.
Facts. I guess the other part for me too, though, is people keep commenting on the fact that he's supposed to be a quote unquote image consultant. So that's cool and all, right? If that's his profession. I still don't understand how that relates to, again, the denigration. But again, if that's just shit, keep it pushing. What I don't understand in that regard is why he doesn't dispel the myth that he's a relationship person then. Why doesn't he talk about, then I'm not a relationship expert. I'm not a relationship quote unquote guru. That's not my lane. So please stop trying to put me in traffic and shit. I do image consulting. Because like, he has no problem, you know what I mean, accepting the accolades and shit. Absolutely. That come with being that thing.
Right.
If you're a particular thing, be that fucking thing and like get the fuck out my way.
You know, it's interesting that you say that because I want people to think of it in this perspective. And this is just my personal opinion when you say he's an image consultant. I might hire a personal trainer to help me to lose weight. But trust me, if he says, get your fat ass in the gym, we scrapping. We squaring right up. Now, I did hire you to get my fat ass into the gym. That is exactly why I hired you, sir. But you will respect me at all times. But you wouldn't say to me, oh, well, Kurt, if you don't like his delivery, you know, you shouldn't go to that gym or you shouldn't have hired that trainer. Just because he's an image consultant does not absolve him from human decency.
Period. I could only imagine how some of my clients would receive and what they would do, i.e. contact the fucking licensure board
if you were on my behalf,
if I were to have any type of delivery as the such. If I came at them and said, yo, this shit sounds dumb.
Yo, oh my God. Could you imagine if your doctor was like, I told you put condoms on, and here you come once again with your yam penis looking. I'm sorry, but this is what I imagine. Butthole wide open. You went to go see Simone again, didn't you? I told you got to at least do booty kegels before you go over there. You can't just go
that
in there.
Was next week's show.
I'm sorry, y'all. Sometimes I get excited. We got to get into the weeds with
you
this.
Excited?
Now, see, don't you do that. That's next week. We'll talk about not with butt stuff. Get out of here. Listen, and to those who honestly feel this way, I would love to get you a lady's perspective, and especially the ladies in the chat. Ladies in the chat, I need your perspective on this. Neither of these lames are qualified to give advice, but it's the last sentence for me. I don't listen to black males anyway.
She said male. Wait, is this a male or a female?
This is a female. I mean, this is a woman. This is a woman. Saying,
I mean, I'm just going off of what she said. You know how I feel about.
How do y'all feel about that? What she said. How do you feel about? How do you feel about opinionated black men directing black women?
I'm gonna need you to elaborate for me.
No, I'm not elaborating nothing. I'm blowing up the screen too. Look, I want to know how you personally feel about taking direction, advice, and insight from black men as black women.
So,
in a general sense,
let me be quite honest. I am of the mind that if the person I am taking direction or advice from is skilled in a thing, then I'm going to defer to that person, right? Male or female. I don't subscribe to the idea that by virtue of a person's genitals, that means that they automatically, you know, get my support or, you know, adherence. It doesn't work like that. If my partner and I, or any person that I am in communication with, is more skilled at a thing than I am, then I'm going to defer to them because of their skill and experience and not by virtue of their genitals.
That part.
Now, the reason for those that may be wondering, well, Kurt, why you ask that question like that? Because a lot of time the preconceived notion is, oh, black women just don't want to listen to black men.
No.
And that's and honestly, I've heard this used as an excuse in circles with my male friends. I won't say male associates. And especially in these social media streets, there is this overwhelming consensus. And I think the term most frequently used is black women don't want to submit. Now, we're not even going to get into submission.
I was like, wait a minute, that means something totally different.
I know, but this is
what okay. You'll see me having a stroke over here.
Yeah. But a lot of times black men, and I've always, and the way I check it is I personally never seen a woman have a problem acquiescing to someone she feels is qualified to take the lead in the situation. Not any woman that is of their right mind. You know what I mean? As long as there's nothing.
What I just said.
Right. Look, you
Jack, he's an expert in a thing.
Y'all ain't see me over here about to stroke out.
Look. And Bass said it best. I took that friend word. Yeah, I had to get. I don't want nobody. Look, I don't want. I told you, I'm of the Black Men Don't Cheat Association. And if y'all don't know, on the back it says boys do. So before y'all try to grind me up, there's a big difference between black men and black boys. You can always tell in the mentality, not the age. That let's get that out the way. But now.
Because do you have a big dick?
Yes.
I know I got a big dick.
According to Kevin Samuels, that's all that matters. For a lot of people, it was the hypocrisy of Derrick Jackson that really hit home with everybody. I'm going to play this last clip from Derrick, and I just want to get your insight on what's the word on narcissism?
I have no sympathy for a man who finds it to be difficult to be faithful after being in a promiscuous lifestyle, and neither should you. Nobody told you to be promiscuous before the relationship, and nobody made you be monogamous with just her. You don't want her? Let another man have her. Simple. But the truth is, you've probably been cheating months before you actually put your dick in her. And more times, I would say 9 times out of 10, when a dude gets caught cheating, that wasn't his very, very first time cheating. That wasn't his only time cheating. That was his only time getting caught. Let's be real. Outweigh all the good that you've done. Motherfucker, that one slip up might cancel all the shit that you've done.
Now I'm going to flow right into...
Then they'll compare their man's good, bad, and ugly whole story to Derrick Jackson's snippet. you know, which is, of course, a standard nobody can meet consistently. That's like a dude taking a picture of another woman who's in shape and she got a four pack and, you know, she just beautiful and all of that stuff. And her body's just super tight. And him comparing his woman to that woman because his woman got a couple extra pounds from having the baby. Meanwhile, he don't know that woman in the picture may not even be able to have children. She may be struggling with that and coping with it three times a day. She may have an unhealthy body image. And that's why she works out obsessively and consistently and looks so good. Like, you don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's healthy. I don't think it's wise to ever idealize somebody or compare them. Like, not only because somebody can be living a double life, which I don't think is quite the case here, according to his wife, behind the scenes without anybody. And of course, this part ain't gonna blow up, but he's been putting in the work to kind of reconstruct what that all had been broken since last year. So I don't think it's a double life thing, but you don't know what somebody has. You don't know the shortcomings. You don't know where they're falling short. So compare, you know, on any level. Nonetheless, I know some people will see this type of video. He's come forward. He's been completely honest. Some people are just gonna close the book on D. Some people are gonna close the book on this dude and say,
close
you know
the
what?
Book on D.
Cancel you. Cancel culture. Come here. I'm more so on the side of his wife and just basically letting this be a new chapter of how I see him, because I do believe that his content over the years has helped a tremendous amount of people. You know, he tells the truth. He speaks facts. And quite honestly, I'm going to be real with y'all. I've needed several new chapters in my own life. Lord knows.
He needed his own chapters.
But I'm no guru. Those are just my thoughts. Y'all let me know what you think down in the comments. And by the way, he has a book detailed.
I won't. I just.
Period.
We will not do is allow him airtime to endorse his foolishness. But I was listen. I the unmitigated gall.
They ain't got nothing else. They got the audacity.
Woo! Listen, the unmitigated gall to get on these internet streets.
You know, for 14 books, you can get all 14 books for 50% off.
And he had the audacity to write a book about this very situation. He actually has fictional work that many are saying is his real life infidelity painted in a fictional landscape. And it tells all his indiscretions leading up to this. Before we talk about his narcissism, I have to follow it up with this, because we talked about Stockholm syndrome. We talked about his wife. We talked about her reaction. No, I don't think that she should be admonished or ridiculed. But when you say stuff like this,
and I spill the blood of the enemy. You see a bonnet. I see the helmet of salvation. You see an army green shirt. I see the breastplate of righteousness. I see the belt of truth, the sandals of peace, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God.
Y'all heard that noise in the background? That was God knocking shit over. Like, don't bring me in this. Please don't bring me into y'all foolishness.
I already told you I was not going to say nothing bad about my good sis, okay?
Listen, okay. You can just talk about her breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation. Can you comment on that?
The belt of truth.
Listen.
And the sandals of peace. That part, Janae.
Yes. Yeah, now okay. Janae. All right, talk to me. Explain it to a layman, because the comedian in me wants to go in.
You can go in, but it's not going to stop the fact that this sis definitely is in psychotic breakdown mode.
She is in distress.
She is. She is. And everybody can't handle the amount of attention, the same thing that we're criticizing is which her daily experience. It's her daily experience at this point. And so her level of defensiveness is essentially connecting to this religious outlet.
Right.
And it's sad, yo. Like Janae said, she is. She's broke. She's broken.
And snapping.
Yeah.
All right. Now, then let's take the focus off her. Because if the sister is going through that level of mental distress, I think Love just said severe distress.
Yes.
I'm not going to add my commentary on her, though I have a lot that I feel.
But guess what? Get situation. Him. Yeah. Get him.
But him who the focus should be on, let's bring the spotlight back to narcissism, relationships, and how it's fueling. Okay, when Trump came out, we all noticed an influx of racism. Let's keep it a buck, right? I mean, at least they were
more blatant in the
right. They were I put it like this. They were less blatant, not necessarily an influx, but it became more.
So they were more blatant. Right. It was more apparent.
Right. So now it seems like a lot of men are of the mindset of not, hey, we need to do better, but hey, see, none of us is shit. You get what I mean?
All of us fuck up.
To what I said earlier, we are human. We are not infallible. We fuck up. We're gonna make mistakes. But this is what this is how accountability looks.
Except for that third person bullshit. I couldn't accept or appreciate that shit at all. And that actually sent me. All of my credentials and shit went out the window. I said, this motherfucker, yo.
Yeah.
Yo. I have never seen somebody tell you they're gonna speak in the third person while critiquing themselves about themselves to themselves.
Yeah, that's like when we investigated ourselves and we know what we're
wrong doing. No. You ever seen Tropic Thunder? He was like, I'm the dude playing the dude.
That is the dude.
This guy's at the other dude.
You don't know what dude he is.
Do you know who the dude is? Bro,
yes.
That is a level. Listen, and if y'all haven't gotten a chance, my boy Kev on stage did a funny video about that.
But I want to. Meek,
you got to check it out because he said, okay, so. There's two sides to this coin real quick, and then I'm going to kick it over to ATS to kind of give their input. There's the, I cannot believe this nigga. Then there's the inner urban hustler that knows he's full of it that says, well, that nigga said the jig is up, but we still going to sell these books because these books ain't going to move themselves.
Jesus.
So guess what? What do black folks like? They love them some Jesus. So now I'm washed and covered in the blood of the Lamb. She got the helmet of salvation on. I got the breastplate of armor. Let me borrow that fatigue shirt. And now we are still in these streets because if anybody forgives, Jesus forgives. And holy God, y'all would be wrong to not forgive us, as he said, and allow us to start this next chapter of our life. And accept my BS. If you stay, you stay. You go, you go. But by all means, make sure to stop over at our 50% off sale. Now, that was a lot. That was a lot in that video. Can you respect? And ladies, keep it a buck here. Let's keep it a buck. Because look, we from Philly. Can you respect the hustle despite the foolishness? I love when black people like, man, can you respect it? Look, we hold so many hustlers in high regard, right? He's a hustler, true and true. Now we can say it definitively, but can we respect the hustle?
Okay, so there's like this part of me that would have said, it's the business part of it. But when the hustle comes on the backs of our people, because that's really who he's talking to, right? Like, I'm not saying he doesn't have following in other groups, but I know for a fact that, like most people said, he's talking to black women. And so when the hustle comes on the back of us, nah, you lost me. That's when you lost me. So, you know what I mean? The idea that if we, you know, kind of took the foolishness out of this and made it more general, and he was on some bullshit, you know, you selling motherfucking OxyClean, but you know the product don't really work well. You know what I mean? You talking about bleaching it and shit. You know it ain't. It's turned the shit yellow, not white.
Yeah.
Right? But you got a good mouth game and you still selling your product. I'd be like, that's some grimy shit, but
get
your hustle on. But when you're trying to, like, you know what I mean, use love and heart matters and shit, and you know how emotional people get and all that. Nah, you talking to black women. I can't rock with you for that.
I think that we often mirror each other, but on this one, I'm gonna definitely have to agree. I think all of me is of the mind that if you, you know, if your come up is at the expense of an already vulnerable, disenfranchised, and traumatized community, then I can't, you know, I can't be in support of it. Period.
Yo, that I agree with you.
It's a class to me. You're so fucking classy. Damn.
Listen, and that's why I love talking to y'all, because that's kind of like one of those curveball questions where, you know, sometimes you got to take a step back and be like, because you know how our people are, you know how our culture is. We glorify drug
dealers on the train. That's one thing.
Right.
I can't act the hustle, but this ain't that.
He know them certain people die before you get them to them babies.
Yeah. I had my neck turned green. My neck turned green a couple times in the 80s and 90s buying gold chains, knowing full well I should have left that brother alone. It looked like aluminum foil when I bought it. But, you know, you try to trust. I thought because he had a Kangol hat on, I could trust
you
him.
You live and you learn. You know, spray some oxygen.
Keep it moving. Now, there are still people who cape for Derrick Jackson. And I just want to, you know, we coming around. We got about 15 minutes left. We was going to do it an hour, but I didn't realize y'all. Everybody was, look, y'all still keeping it going in the chat. I want to talk about the term pick me. Woo, yeah. Because she's very pretty. He just preyed on her and her beliefs because he knows her personality. And that's. She's a good woman. Lock down the good one. Play with the others.
Ooh, sis.
Hold on. I thought that because she's skirting that line. Hold on. Hmm. It gets a little bit deeper. The only ones who got something to say about her are mostly, oh, wow. That's not me that can't read. It's them that can't write. Are mostly likely certified side chicks. All in they feelings. Why side chicks speak when they supposed to be silent? Girl, be quiet. That's a woman right there. Now, there seems to be a slight undercurrent of side chicks stepped out of line. And the side chick should have kept her mouth shut. The side chick should have stayed in her lane. Is this a form of pick-me-ism? First, for the culture, define what a pick-me is.
So I define a pick-me as a woman who basically throws another woman under the bus with the payoff being chosen by a dude.
Yeah,
I like that.
The interesting thing about this and you choosing this, Kurt, and I mean, I'm going to assume that you did it intentionally because, you know, you crafty like that. But
what? Get out of here.
Pick me is not a country in Africa. It's actually
the name of one of our episodes.
ATS episode, and it's the episode that we recorded in your studio, my guy.
So wait a minute. You mean to tell me they should check out all the Smoke podcasts?
That's exactly
Make sure to go over to Instagram and check out past episodes of all the Smoke podcasts. Pick me being one of the subjects that you can get into the weeds with and fully find out exactly how Simone and Meek feel about that situation. But we got them here live right now.
Facts. Yeah. Pick me is not a country in Africa. And I think that a lot of times we get that shit caught up and think that, again, the same criticism that we talk about with Derrick Jackson pandering, quote unquote, to Black women is the same thing that we do when we endorse this type of behavior. You are then pandering to men who don't give a fuck about you anyway.
Expense to your sister.
So like Simone said, throw her under the bus with the hopes of gaining favor, more favor to men that could care less about you. Matter of fact, the Kevin Samuels of the world.
Yeah.
Woo. Listen, a couple things that just came out of this conversation. Number one, in case you didn't know, for the culture, we just defined what a pick me is. And I'm putting my double stamp on it. And I think that's a great barometer to go by once we have these type of discussions. Number two, pertaining to those two comments, if you're throwing the side John under the bus, does it still qualify as pick-me-ism?
I think that when we're in any situation where women are being forced to choose to uphold, you know, the favor and attention of a man, that is a pick-me to me.
Period. And quite honestly, who's to say who's the side chick?
Right. Especially in this Derrick Jackson situation, I didn't even know dude was married for a minute.
Listen, so that's like,
I imagine if she wasn't widely, you know, available to viewers on a website, I'm sure it was pretty easy for him to, you know, communicate to other women, oh no, our relationship is over or whatever.
He was telling that young lady,
according to her,
that he was separated, that they were heading for divorce. That's why he took her to his home. Said that. So who's to say? Like, how do you define a quote unquote side anything, right?
Right.
That right there hits you right in the giblets.
Because if the other person is under the assumption that this relationship is over, you know, then like Meek said, who decides shit?
Yo, a lot of women who think you the main are actually the side. And the side who thinks she the side thinks she's the main. Honestly,
some people like they entree with meats and sides. What the fuck? Ooh,
listen, I can take all sides.
But that's a different topic.
But I agree with you because I think we get to a point where this is where ethics come in relationships again, where all parties are aware of what's going on. Listen, we're not unfamiliar with it. We saw what happened with Will and Jada. These are two grown people in a celebrity status. They said, this is what we do. I didn't know. This is what the parameters of what we doing. They went on the red table talk, told the business, and we all stepped back and was like, okay, cool. And kept it pushing. We had we had a few jokes on the internet, and every so often we talk about entanglements. Thank you, Jada. But outside of that, it wasn't like honestly, I don't think their image was tarnished any more or less than beforehand. We got some new information, but you know, that's the wave nowadays. People are redefining how they live their life because, honestly, it's nobody's business. So, Derrick Jackson, all he really had to do was say, hey, me and my wife talked about it. I cheated. I'm going to take some time off social media to recalibrate and get my house in order. And then
how much would he sell his books if he did that, though?
Listen, don't nobody want them paperback. I don't want them paperbacks on cardboard. But you know what? But that's where the capitalism of it all comes in. Because keeping it a buck, he's profiteering not only off of the suffering of other people, but off the suffering of his own wife. And I think that's the part that's the most crazy to me, because how do you put her in front of the camera to be ridiculed to your millions of fans, allow it, and then fix your lips to profit off of her pain? And I don't care what anybody say, he's putting her up to doing these lives. Y'all can't tell me no different. I don't think that she's doing this of her own volition. There's just something not right there. But
where are her people?
Yeah.
Where's her tribe?
We ask ourselves a lot.
Every time something happens, the first thing I say is, where are her friends?
Yeah.
Right? Where are your, you know, true people? Where are your tribe? Because like, where her mom at?
Abusers, one of the first thing they do is isolate them, right?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. That's absolutely correct.
See, I be knowing stuff. I just don't talking about it. Because you know, I Googled it when I was researching Ike Turner.
Sexy, but you know, knowledge is sexy too. You know?
Don't make me blush now. Pegging is next week. Anyway. Ooh, no,
we're gonna hold you that.
No, see, this is the stuff that scares me. This is my thing. All the signs of abuse are there, whether people want to admit it or not. And I'm talking about clinical signs of abuse.
Absolutely.
So in the end, I feel like, me personally, I haven't really given my opinion on who I think is more detrimental, a Derrick Jackson or a Kevin Samuels. I do agree both are trash in the way that they deliver their information. Do they say truthful things? Obviously, I think the consensus are we can all agree that there's some truth to it. But I actually love what Bass said. I've been a conflict resolution coach for years. And the first thing I say is you got to say two positives before you say a negative. That is usually the standard in the corporate world. You have to lead with sugar before you lead with salt. And I just don't see Kevin Samuels doing that enough in his delivery. Derek Jackson is cavities on wheels. I mean, he giving out the beaties to these people. He giving them all sugar, but then when they find out that it's shit at the bottom of the bag, now you mad. Going forward, when we see these social media gurus, or like I like to call them, the tainted love gurus, how should people be responding to the information that they're disseminating? Because let's not play coy. They have millions of people watching them. So in y'all opinion, and feel free to call in if y'all want to, we still got a few more minutes. How should people process that information that they're getting, whether they're entertained or they're looking for insight?
So for me, what I'll say first that if the body of your work in your profession further divides, the relationship or negatively impacts the relationship between Black men and Black women, then it's not for us. And I think we could spend forever pointing fingers at each other saying Black men do this and Black women do that. That doesn't move the conversation forward. And so if the person you are seeking advice from has such a, skewed view one way or the other for Black men or for Black women, I think that that's the first kind of clue that this maybe isn't as subjective as I need, in order for it to be applicable to my life. But secondly, I think that it's a responsibility, that it is a community responsibility, because there are people in our community, Black men, Black women, who are suffering from mental illness. And I think that when we aren't calling that out and ushering them towards actual effective ethical help, we do the entire community a disservice. And so, yeah, we might, click on videos and shit for Kiki's, but this is some people's real lived experience. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to be dramatic in any way, but it has real life consequences. Mm. And so we can sit here and laugh and joke and all that good shit, but real people are living this in their real lives, disconnected from social media. And so we have to be cognizant of what we're communicating in social spaces, but also, what we're communicating in our social circles when we really connect with our quote unquote people.
Big facts. Everything she just said. I think that it's also important to recognize, though, to speak to your point, is that I don't think these people are connecting to the macro impact that you're describing. I think if they were, they wouldn't even entertain the bullshit that they get from these two men. So I think that that's interesting. However, I don't think it's reasonable or realistic for their fans, right? But on a micro level, on a personal level, right, I agree with you. These are people that are living actual real life lived experience. I think that they are seeking something very specific from these people that's kind of being minimized, dismissed and the like, because I don't think that either of these two people have anyone's best interests at heart. But I think the bottom line for me is discernment, right? It's discernment. It's literally taking in the information and kind of like Chase said, she getting a little bit of a bad rap and a little bit of bad taste in my mouth. But what she did say is, if it don't apply, let it fly, right? So you listen to a person like Derek Jackson, he's going to say things that, in my opinion, for the most part, is kind of like common sense shit, right?
Right.
You're going to take the shit in and then you use to your benefit what works for you, right? But you do have to stay accountable with what you choose to do and how much you choose to absorb from a motherfucker that you saw on social media. Let's be for real. You scrolling, you saw it, you got something from it, and maybe you sought them out individually and personally, and that's your choice. But again, it goes back to what I said. Where are your tribe, right? Who is there to back up the opinions and validation and all this stuff that you need from these individuals in your personal life, right? What makes you think that they have your best interest at heart other than what's in your pocket? So for me, it's about discernment. You take what you can get and you throw the rest in the trash with these niggas.
Yeah. No, look, I wish I...
Chew on the meat. That part. I mean, unless it's a big bone. Because is it a big bone? Do you, have a big bone?
See? Look, if y'all want all that kind of dope commentary, y'all already know. Y'all need to be checking out their podcast. That's one of the reasons. These my friends, y'all. I just want y'all to know I got the dopest friends. Listen, I got to do because it's one thing to be able to sit down and really get into the weeds about this and start to break down some, not that, because you know, there's some generational issues. Like what Simone was talking about, that divide between black men and black women. Don't get it twisted. This is just another way for them to play on the same division that we've had since the times of when we were enslaved. There has been a very, very blatant underlining division that is being wrought on our people. And just the same way we look at these people and we tout them and we put them on platforms. No, Noah Derrick should not be on a platform. He's absolutely right. Honestly, his rhetoric, in my opinion, is detrimental, though truthful, is detrimental because it's not tempered with true love and reality. Just the same way Kevin said, they build this false world where their information is the only true information, and it does not allow for people to just be human. And that does not mean for my toxic brothers that, oh, I'm human, so I could cheat 47 times and she should forgive me. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is not every cheating man should be vilified for his cheating, depending upon the situation. And not every man that's doing right is a good man. Because there's multiple ways to cheat. Ask my ex. Trust me.
About the good guy too, yes. By the way.
And I think that's where we have to come together as a community and just say, hey, how do we go forward from here? That's one of the reasons why we're talking about this. That's why it's relevant. That's why we're even giving these two Yahoos airspace, because apparently y'all listening to them and not us, and that don't work. So y'all need to look, bring some of them Patreon dollars over our way. If you want to give something to a platform, trust and believe me. Here go some folks that you should be listening to. Me for geek stuff, not so much relationships. I'm still working that out myself. But talk to them. talk to them, because that's who I talk to. So there you go. I know they know what they're talking about on the third Sunday of every month.
We love a sexy blur, though.
Yes.
It's your expat. The one nigga, goddamn expat.
Listen, don't you look, y'all already know, for the culture and for the people, this is why we're here tonight. This is one of the reasons why we're talking about it. To everybody that stuck strong with us for 2 solid hours, I'm telling you, I told me we're gonna do about an hour. We you on a second
30 minutes to an hour,
yo, at best. But that is once again, y'all kept it popping in the chat, y'all been calling in, y'all been steady on the stream, and obviously, this is a conversation that we needed to have amongst ourselves. We had the barbecue. Y'all know what we do. We gonna talk our stuff while we at the barbecue. So even though this is not a regular part of what I personally do on a week-to-week basis, King's Court will be here every so often when the situation arises. I'm like Batman, baby. When the bat signal goes up and there's niggatry going on in these Gotham streets, expect me to put my crown on and bring back the King's Court. And if y'all have any topics y'all would like me to address or you think are pertinent, definitely hit me up. And I'll do another version of the King's Court, and we'll come together. Also, before we get out of here, I also want you to know I'm a card-carrying member of the Black Men Don't Cheat Club, because black men don't cheat, boys do. So if you are a brother and you ain't out in these cheating streets, by all means, DM me. Tell me your stories of faithfulness, and then we'll see if we can get you a membership as well. Shirts on sale at headnersincharge.com. That's how you get into it. And if you want to be a part of the Black Men Don't Cheat Club, let your woman know by buying this T-shirt. Before we get out of here, by all means, lady, closing thoughts on this situation as a whole.
Yikes on bikes.
Listen, you know I was gonna put it out there to you. Cause look, I mean I can spin it for you, but I don't want to. Go ahead, y'all got it.
Don't do that. You go, nigga. Okay. I've said it before, I'm gonna say it again. It's about discernment, right? You take what you can get from these people, And you throw the rest of the goddamn ball. The fact that we're allowing so much investment to be placed into bullshit says a lot about us, quite honestly. And we need to check ourselves as, you know, as far as it goes. I still agree with what I said in the beginning of the show. I think that Kevin Samuels, for me, is the more toxic from the two, even though Tef had me like, Tef, hey, yo, girl, I love you. Like, I love for real. Like, what she said, absolute truth. Yeah. He will, Derrick Jackson could definitely get in a lot closer. But it's something about the public gaze and knowing who's watching us when we talk to each other that kills me, right? And so it's going to be the Kevin Samuels who shows them how we treat and talk to each other that fucks me up every single time. He's going to be the one that kills me every time. The Derrick Jackson might be full of shit, but at least it looks like he's trying to have our best interest. So I'm sorry. It's going to be the Kevin Samuels for me.
Yeah. Ooh, that's definitive. I like that. So Kevin Samuels officially for you, Meek. How about you, Simone?
Same.
Really?
Same.
Ladies, y'all blowing my mind right now. Mm-hmm. That was not what I was expecting, but I see and I understand.
The world is watching. Kurt, the world is watching. And so if all they get is what they see without the actual words, then baby, we are teaching people how to treat us.
I just want men to take a key. If y'all don't take nothing away from this episode, because y'all been admonishing these black women in these streets about their advocacy for Derrick Jackson. Here are two people saying definitively they feel like, I mean, for Kevin Samuels, I'm sorry, advocating for Kevin Samuels, touting him as the guru and your champion. But
Kurt, no disrespect, and I'll this would be literally the last thing I say.
No, go ahead. No, I said go before,
and I'm gonna say it again. Kevin Samuels does not like black women. Mm. I don't care what anybody has to say about that. He has none of our best interests at heart, not black women or black men or the state of black relationships. It is his platform where he gets to use it regularly to demolish black women, and he enjoys it. He literally gets off on it, and you can see it. It shows. And so he loses me right there. Okay? It's nothing that he could say that could ever be my truth because I see it in him. And so I think the people that advocate for him really need to check within themselves whether they too actually like, and I'm not talking about fucking a black woman. I'm talking about, do you actually like and love a black woman? Yeah. And if you don't know the difference, my guy.
Now that lends me to a follow-up. That lends me to a follow-up question real quick. If I had a romantic interest in either one of you ladies and I said, man, I really do love that Kevin Samuels though, would that be a red flag for you?
It's not a red flag. It's a white flag.
Yeah. It's a deal breaker.
Throwing in the camera.
So all y'all men.
No for me. Another ACS episode, by the way.
Basically, they saying you telling on yourselves in these social media streets.
In my mind, it would be, what's your alignment?
Mm. No. Elaborate on that for me, Simone, if you don't mind.
So, I mean, for me, I would have to think about, given how I feel about his disdain for black women, there has to be some degree of connectivity between this potential partner and their, you know, how beholden they are to these similar ideologies. And that's just too much of a mind fuck for me that I don't want to do.
That's not the kind that I like.
Listen, for those that are just coming in, we were beginning to wind down, but
It's 9:08, sir. I know.
We look, give us
some more content.
look, bring me that content. Bring me that content. Listen, no, we getting ready to wrap it up. I want to nail this home that your advocation for Kevin Samuels is essentially you saying you don't want to protect black women, and somebody will say, oh, Kurt, that's an extreme. But that is what we're supposed to be out here talking about.
People miss out on, right? When black women are saying protect us, we're not just talking about the ones you find attractive that you want to fuck. We talking about the fat ones. We talking about the trans ones. We talking about the short ones. Protect black women, period. Not just the ones you want to fuck.
Mm-hmm. It's your romantic attraction should not be the provocation for you to want to protect your people. Because guess what? If she's not bae, she's still your sister in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And I think that divide, you actually have changed my, ladies, you have actually changed my opinion. And I'm speaking from, I honestly felt like Derek Jackson was the more toxic and detrimental to relationships. But when it comes to protecting black women, I don't wear this X hat for fun. Like, this ain't no fashion statement. I truly do believe that is, that should be paramount, is repairing and restoring our relationships first before we could say, oh, you can repair relationships with the outside world. And despite my personal feelings about Mr. Jackson.
Oh, he don't get off the hook for me. I just
want to I know, but
I'm just simply saying from the public gaze,
which I love this.
What we have to be considering as well, Derek Jackson, if you don't know anything, it's people that didn't even know he was married, right? So this coming out,
I didn't know he was married.
Exactly. I saw the baby seat in the back, so I assumed.
I know a few niggas that nobody know they married.
So. You and I both were probably the same motherfuckers anyway. The thing about it is, taking aside his personal life, right? Because I don't know anything about Kevin Samuels' personal life, nor do I care to know, right? Taking aside that, I can't even penetrate what he's trying to do. I'm saying I'm not giving Derek Jackson a pass at all. I absolutely agree, especially off the clip of the video you posted. Narcissism on a beam, right? He is like the poster child. I get that, right? However, there are things that he said that were truthful. Right. There are some things that are some takeaways. There are some things that I think are relevant. However, if I just take the people and their stance off rip, Kevin, it's you, my baby.
Yeah,
it's you.
Now, I think for the men, they still feel like, because it's personal, it's internalized for us, because Derek tears down men, but not in that same derogatory fashion that Kevin Samuels tears down black women. So let's, fellas, for those who still think Derek is the more toxic one, and Carlos, shout out to you, because it takes a lot to say, yeah, my opinion changed as well. But remember, even with Derek, he does denigrate, but not in the same derogatory fashion Kevin Samuels does black women. He outright disrespects. Like, if he was talking to your mama, you would go in his mouth. No, and that's how you got to think about it. If the way you say, oh, Kevin Samuels, you know, at least he's being honest. If you okay with me being that honest with your fat mama? Because most of us got big mamas. I'm just saying, that's why we call her big mama. So do you want me to speak to her in that type of fashion and then be okay with it because I was telling the truth? Just food for thought.
But really quickly too, and I know I said I wasn't gonna say not a thing else.
No, you can't help it.
Part of the reason why a lot of the men used to have such an issue with Derek Jackson is because they themselves, and not all of them, were reformed cheaters. And they're sitting there like, okay, somebody wanted to forgive me, or I wanted someone to forgive me. I was seeking that and I couldn't get it. And Derek was a little bit more definitive, like, fuck that. They, you know, they don't deserve your forgiveness. And, you know, he used to go in that way. I never really felt like he was denigrating black men in the same way. I just thought that he was unrealistic in his approach and thinking behind how we go about these black relationships. He was just more adamant about Xing people out, about, you know, not accepting certain things, you know, certain flaws, certain, you know, certain attacks against agreements. And so, yeah, I thought, I'm like, damn, though, that's a little extreme in some of his approaches. I never thought he was so far demeaning that it was, you know, one of those.
You'd be surprised.
I do think that a lot of the men that had a problem with him was like, you know.
I ain't going front. I'm a part of this Facebook group called the Misogynist Bible. Don't judge me. I'm in there for research purposes. But, I'll just say this. When men have a space to say whatever they want without checks and balances,
they say some wild shit.
Woo, baby. And this Derrick Jackson situation gave me some of the craziest content for this episode tonight, because it's insightful to see a different perspective of men unchecked. Mm. So Derrick Jackson, though I agree and I don't like him, there is still that check and balance that he would say the thing that is truthful and correct, but a lot of men, not just black men, but a lot of men didn't like it because it causes you to have some form of accountability. Now your girl is asking you, yeah, by the way, why are you doing this? Why haven't you done that? Why didn't you hold your word to this? And no matter what he did in his personal life, it still doesn't absolve you from that accountability.
That part.
So, you know, when we go back,
damn it, King Kirk.
Hey, no, I'm just saying, when we go back in these social media streets, if I seen you in the comments, and I'd say, I'm gonna say something to you, because because my thing is, after the fact, now that we've had this discussion, we sat down as a family, and we all came together, and I concur with the ladies. Kevin Samuels is the more detrimental to relationships and the culture as a whole. I am not in turn advocating for Derrick, but what I will say is, at the end of the day, it's all about what's bringing us together and not dividing us.
That part. I do want to say something really quickly before we end.
Go ahead.
We've been talking almost 2.5 hours about these two shitty dudes and their shenanigans. But what I want to say, especially to black folks, the only way for us to get through all of the isms and schisms that we experience out in this world is black love. And so whenever and however we see it, we should share it and celebrate it, because we do not make it without each other. And I think that when we hear stories like this, we lose sight of the fact that we need each other.
Period.
We lose sight of it. And we've spent almost 2.5 hours talking about it. Yeah. And it's overshadowed the fact that we don't get to whatever's next for us collectively. We don't get there without each other. And so we could sit and point fingers and say black men do this and black women do this, but that does not move us forward. It doesn't move the conversation forward. And it doesn't take us to where we need to be collectively to fight white supremacy. And at the end of the day, that is what matters to
Period.
Me.
Woo! Period. Woo!
By any means necessary.
Look, y'all. For us.
Yes. Listen, y'all, by all means, once again, make sure you check out All the Smoke Podcast, the lovely Simone and Meek, always dropping that honest, honest conversation, but also insightful, hilarious, and entertaining. Ladies, if you can, just let everybody know all your social media handles and where they can follow you.
So you've been so gracious to put up the IG, and we appreciate that, because it's a little bit more complicated. As you can see, so
yeah, I figured so. You ain't got to say all the underscore. I know, underscore, underscore. I said, let me type this in for them, because they're gonna get fed up.
We were here first.
But is there other than Instagram?
So we're also on Twitter, All the Smoke Pod, underscore pod. My apologies. Facebook, All the Smoke Podcast, and our email, allthesmokepodcast@gmail.com.
Listen. Y'all, there is no excuse for you guys to, at the minimum, go and give them a follow, share their content, support, because once we, you know, this show is just nothing more than another offshoot from what we do on Wednesdays. It's all about the promotion of black creatives and changing the narrative in media, period. So when we see something detrimental to the culture, we address it here. When you come and support, when you come in and comment, when you come in, this is why you get a 2.5 hour show that was meant to be 30 minutes to an hour, because this is not what we usually get. We get sensationalism. We get foolishness. We get love and hip hop bullish in internet form. But instead, we had a meaningful conversation where that's right.
Point, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Internet form. You know what I mean? Look, we got to come up with new terms for how content is consumed. I mean, streaming. There you go. Whatever, me. Ain't nobody. See, you're dividing us already. Look at it. This one, black women. No, I'm joking.
It's Friday Eve. Okay.
Yeah, we getting ready to get up out of here. And I haven't said that about 47 times, but we really are about to get out of here. right now. Jackie got it holding it down, giving up all the links.
Let me tell you something. I gotta run back around with She Essentials. You were talking about that in the beginning of the show. We put that shit on everything. Do you hear me?
That vanilla chai.
Yo, that vanilla chai.
I use that shit every night.
That vanilla chai. Yo, do you have vanilla chai? Do you have vanilla chai though? You got pure shea. What are you talking about?
I got almond rum.
Listen, don't make me go pull my stash because we can play this game all night.
Let me just say when you touch
the vanilla chai, baby, it's like butter.
No. I'm gonna keep it a buck.
It's like butter.
No.
It's for external use only. I just want to be clear. I spoke to her off air about that. It's for external use only. However, I'm telling you, better look. She ain't fucking responsible.
It's like butter.
If we gonna big up anything.
Fellas, and I mean this wholeheartedly.
Ooh, baby, yes.
This right here is the game changer.
Yes.
For men, y'all see that She Essentials. Jack, do me a favor. Go ahead, put your link into the chat so that we can get these ashy brothers greased on up.
Please.
That cognac? No.
I have it.
That cognac.
I have it too. It
turns heads in these streets. It turns heads. Just the scent alone. Mind you, I'm well oiled and greased now, but I also am fragrant. And
come here, let me smell you.
Listen, hold on. When the stream go off, I'm on my way. But
keep it up.
Listen, that'll be on our Patreon. What happened in the after dark of this episode? Look, y'all.
Look at that big bed in the background.
King Kurt about to get live with the ladies. We getting ready to get up out of here. But as always, make sure you check back. Head Nurse in Charge every Wednesday, 8 to 10 p.m.-ish. And King's Court will be a regular part of our content. And hopefully, we'll get ATS, all the smoke, back into the booth again. Because I feel like conversations like these are not only necessary, they're mandatory if we're going to keep progressing the way we want to progress in these social media streets. And in life in general, because you can have a lot of key takeaways. There you go. Thank you, Jack.
Yes.
Like I said, thank you for sponsoring this episode. She is simple. I got a list. No, y'all didn't tantalize.
She Essentials. I got practice all last season.
My mouth is all watery now.
She Essentials. Yeah.
SheEssentials.shop. Official sponsor of this episode of King's Court. Definitely. Go ahead and look. No, brother. I can't share. Nuh-uh. Can't share. I'm keeping all of mine.
You got to get your own, bro.
But like Jack said, we're going to have encores of these types of conversations. And, you know, hopefully this won't be the last collaboration that we'll have with all of
Smoke. Definitely not.
So sit tight. We're going to be back. And whenever, you know, the bat signal goes up for Negro foolishness in these streets. But as always, Simone, thank you. Meek, thank you to everybody.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, of course, babies. Of course. And to everybody that's been in the comments, keeping up and trying to keep everything light and engaging. We really, really, really appreciate you. Like I said, the follower count should not be the same by the time I see this tomorrow. Y'all need to go ahead on and support the content that you want to see that represents you. If you're tired of what you're seeing being put out by other people, support the content that represents you. And remember, the content you consume tells us a lot about who you are. So I don't want to see you Kevin Samuel fans in these streets talking after we've had this conversation. It's just, at the end of the day, like they said, protecting Black women isn't physical necessarily, but honestly, the support and love that you show behind the scenes is just as important. King Kurt Live, ATS. We love y'all and we are out.